On Monday, the mayor and city council met in a teleconference with their attorney to talk about the lawsuit in a closed-door executive session. Afterwards, on a 5-to-1 vote, they passed a motion to add some additional concerns to their complaint over voting rights and the compactness of Petersburg's new electoral district. Councillor Sue Flint was opposed. Flint declined comment on the issue this week because the suit's ongoing. In general, though, Mayor Al Dwyer said the council had some concerns about pursuing the case, but decided to continue with it for now.
We were concerned about the cost and, the not a real good case for us, but, we still have a chance of getting some relief. And the attorney suggested before we just drop the case, that we go at least to the preliminary hearing part of it, and we'd know for sure, once we got to that point, whether we should continue.
The council also decided to limit spending on the case to $30,000 at this point as it moves through the various motions, conferences, and hearings that take place before the actual trial. Petersburg filed its complaint in July after the board included the city in new legislative House and Senate districts with Juneau as well as Skagway and several smaller communities. Petersburg is currently in a House district with Sitka and Wrangell, along with some smaller communities, as well as a Senate district that includes Ketchikan. Among other things, the suit argues that by grouping Petersburg with Juneau, the board plan separates the town from communities with which it shares more common socioeconomic interests like fishing and timber harvest. It also claims that the grouping with a much larger population in Juneau will disproportionately reduce the representation of Petersburg voters in the legislature. Those are both concerns shared by Petersburg resident Brenna Norheim, who joined the city as one of a few individual plaintiffs in the case.
I feel Petersburg would be better represented in a district of like populace and economic structure. I just feel that Juneau is more government and big tourism. Petersburg is a working fishing community primarily. We do have some tourism, but I feel primarily we are a fishing community. And I have a hard time understanding how we would fit into Juneau's structure. Also, I just feel like we could lose our voice, potentially.
Along with being a Petersburg voter, Norheim is also a member of the Petersburg Indian Association, the federally recognized tribal government in town. However, Norheim emphasizes that she's participating in the suit as an individual, not on behalf of the PIA. City Councilors Mark Jensen and Nancy Strand are also listed as individual plaintiffs in the suit. The redistricting board denied all of the plaintiffs' allegations in a written response to the court earlier this month. A judge has consolidated Petersburg's case with two similar lawsuits filed against the redistricting board by a few Fairbanks residents and the Fairbanks North Star Borough. The consolidated case is slated for trial January 9th in Fairbanks, though court officials may also travel to Petersburg to hear testimony. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.